Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. Why do I think I'm a hypocrite? Well, for starters, I sit here week after week encouraging all of my listeners, all of you, to be prepared for your end of life, to have your documents in order, to have those conversations with the people that you love and who will be helping to make decisions if you are not able. I do all of that, encouraging all of that. However, when it comes to my own preparedness, I realize I just might be a hypocrite because I have my advance directive, I have my will, I've written letters and informed family members of my choices. But this morning, I had a little episode. Sometimes I have what's called atrial fibrillation or palpitations. I felt lightheaded. I had low blood pressure, not feeling great at all. And as I sat there wondering, when is it time for me to go to the emergency room? I realized I could stroke right then and be incapacitated instantly. The one thing, well, there's probably more as I sat thinking about it, monitoring my heart rate, etc. The biggest thing that I haven't done is actually fill out the application to donate my body to science. That has been a choice I made years ago, but in the midst of moving from California to here in Washington State, I didn't fill it out because I knew we'd be moving. The nearest university is on the other side of the state, but I've looked into it and they will come and get my body after I die. In the interest of making it easier on my family members, I should have had that thing ready. If I had a stroke today, as was likely possible with the atrial fibrillation, they wouldn't have had that application. Would they even know how to get one? Would they even remember what I had said years ago? Probably not. Is that a huge deal? No. But if I'm going to sit here and preach about end-of-life decisions, making sure they're done, making sure the people we love know about them, that makes me a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I wanted to share this with you today because it's just so easy to think that we've got it all covered and then one little twinge or ache that makes us think, wow, this could be the end of our life, makes us realize we're missing things. It's not all bad. My husband at least knows that I want cremated, even if he didn't remember the step about where to send my body. But I need to make sure and do that for him and for my daughter. The other thing that's been on my mind is this idea, like Melissa talked about recently, of having a dear friend, a trusted friend, who knows my wishes, to be the one to make the decisions, to be my healthcare proxy. Presently, I have my husband on that list. He's capable and he knows the decisions that I want. But is it really kind and loving to leave it up to him? Wouldn't it be better for me to appoint someone who is not so gripped with grief that they'd be able to make the tough decisions? Doesn't that sound compassionate? I love my family, and I want to do what I can to be as loving and thoughtful as possible. I think I need to sign that application. I'll check in with you as soon as it's done. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening today. You can go to my website for more articles, little news pieces, or a transcript of this podcast. The website is whilewerestillhere.com. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can send me an email too. Thanks again, and until next time, take care.